101.1 away, Cincinnati's number one for hip hop and R&B. Home of the rest of our morning show, Miss Ebony J. Live here in the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people. It's Flashback Friday, y'all. And, you know, it's been really a great week for me. But last night, one of the things I did was went home and watched the old school movie. One of my favorite movies, I want to say, is like Drumline. So I went home last night and I watched Drumline, and I found myself again being a big kid, trying to sit in front of the TV, boom, 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 pretend like I was playing a part of the band. Yeah, we whooping y'all. A&T, we run this. I had my pencils and my old, what's that, the butter bowl when you finish with it? Yeah, I was bamming y'all. Y'all missed it. I was having a little too much fun. So, you know, earlier this year, they actually did a Drumline 2. Not Drumline 2, but Drumline, A New Beat, which was an actual new movie of Drumline that premiered on VH1. And it was full of new characters. It had a different storyline. It had things that was really different. I was so excited when I saw that, hey, it's a Drumline 2 coming out. But I guess technically it's not a Drumline 2. I don't know. But I felt like it was only right that, since I watched this movie yesterday, and this movie has been on my heart, that I spoke with a cast member to break down to us a little bit more about Drumline 2. In the studio right now, I get King Ron Flynn from the movie Drumline, A New Beat.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, Ron, you fresh on the scene now. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Ron Flynn. I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Shaitone.
Currently live in Los Angeles. I'm an actor, a musician, writer, among other things. You know, I just finished promoting for the last movie I just did, which is Drumline, A New Beat, aired on VH1 a few weeks ago.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Okay. My character's name is Leon. He is, among other things, he's a very compassionate brother, man. He's very compassionate, and he's very open with his feelings. In this film, he is homosexual, and he sparks up a relationship with another guy who was on the football team, who is not exactly out of the closet, you would say. So it's a lot of turmoil and stuff like that when he finds him and, you know, his current girlfriend and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. I want to give it away for people who haven't seen it yet, but it's really good.
Yeah, I actually saw the film, and I want to say you did a really great job in your role. You know, like you said, he's not out the closet at all, because I was confused. Like, hold on, wasn't he just talking to old girl? And then and then she, like, showed up, but you were with your boo. So I was like, okay, maybe he is down low. Like, what was that like even getting into that character? Because don't you have a baby?
Yes, I do have a baby girl. Her name's Kimiko. She's the prettiest girl in the world. you know, getting into the character is just like any other character, you know. You just have to find that space, you know, in your heart and your mind to allow yourself to go there. And for me, it was sort of a challenge in the beginning because knowing who I am, it's not typically how I am. But that's why I do the job that I do, you know, to portray and to express that, you know, over film or, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I had a lot of help with the director of the movie, Billy Woodruff. He helped me a lot to really, you know, hone in on the characters and, you know, connect myself with who Leon is. And to, you know, give a good performance for, you know, the people that it connected to, you know, the people who go through this on a daily basis or, you know, stuff like that.
How long have you been acting?
Well, I've been acting for, only a couple of years, to be honest with you. But once you figure out what you want to do with your life, it's really not. You know, it's really destined. You know, it's kind of that's not that hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you work on the radio and stuff like that.
What I find interesting is that you stepped out of your comfort zone. You took this chance and you played a role that was very, very different from who you truly are. I love Drumline. Definitely seen number one, was a big fan, and I seen number two. But it was a lot of backlash about the movie. You know, a lot of people was pissed, and critics had a lot to say. What are your views on it? I mean, I know you definitely, you had to see number one before you agreed to do this one.
Yeah. I watched that movie when I was in, I think, sixth grade. I don't even know, to be honest with you. But the thing is, the misconception with the movie is, when people saw it, they figured it was going to be sort of the similar plot or, you know, kind of the same setting as the first movie.
Yeah.
Which if you realize, it's not called Drumline 2, A New Beat. It's called Drumline, A New Beat, and it's a VH1 original, which means that it's based around the same characters, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? And it wasn't filmed the same.
Right.
It was filmed as sort of like a TV show. And a lot of people don't know this. Someone put it out there that it was almost being considered as a TV show, and that's why it was filmed that way.
Oh.
And, you know, a lot of people had a lot to say about the dialogue in the movie and how it may not have been exact to band. You know, a lot of band people had a lot to say about it, and, you know, I respect them immensely. You know, I was there for months, and I got to practice and study with them and see how it really is to be in a band. It is tough. You know, I really have a lot of respect for them now. But for the people who saw it and that are in bands that said that, you know, band isn't like that, or that's not how it goes down, we're not really portraying that. This is not a documentary on band.
Right.
Okay? It was a storyline. These group of kids are, you know, fresh into college and dealing with the situations that you deal with, you know, coming from different backgrounds. It's just a way for you know, the people to see that.
I'm actually glad that she really clarified that, because now things make a little bit more sense about the movie. And I think when movies happen like that, when you call something the same thing and give it a new part to it, like almost like Transformers. You know, they have that different subtitle. For an example, Planet of the Apes. You think it's going to be the same, but it's meant to be different.
So, yeah, it's not shot the same. It's not the same structure, you know. As you can tell, like in the movie, we didn't have any scenes where we were in class.
Yeah, I noticed.
That was for a reason. You know, I mean, the first one, Cannon had scenes with him in class, him, you know, in his dorm, you know, stuff like that. The thing is, we were portraying the pretty much what they went through while in band before starting to go to class, you know, whatever direction they wanted to take with that, that's pretty much what we did. So I think that's why a lot of people kind of got upset with the movie. There's actually like a consensus that half of people, I would say majority, would say they liked the movie. The other half are people who love Drumline, the first one. You know, I've gotten so many, you know, mails and messages from people who love, you know, Drumline too. You know, it's, you know, I watch it every day type thing. And you know, it makes me happy and it inspires me to keep inspiring people. But I really feel like it's half and half. I mean, as far as the critics, you know, it is what it is. It did numbers. It, you know, it did 3.3 million first night. You know, a lot of people tune in to watch it.
You know what? And you have a valid point too. We're old now, technically. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, so the younger crowd really does love it. You know, people that are in high school at this point right now,
yeah,
high school, people who are in middle school, even, they watch it, and, you know, they fall in love with it. They love the characters, you know, they love the, you know, short, you know, romantic scenes that are in it. But the people who grew up watching Drumline have seen it 100 times because it comes on all the time. It's, you know, they're kind of disappointed because it's not the same thing.
Right.
But it was good towards the younger crowd, that's why.
Yeah, our new generation is totally different, and everything,
yeah,
it really makes a whole bunch more sense now. A whole bunch more sense. But I like I said, I loved the movie, but I felt it was way different. And the reasons that I disliked it was because, like you said, I was expecting it to be a Drumline 2. And we only saw Nick at like the end, the whole movie. I'm like, well, where Nick at? Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Really wanted to see Nick more on screen. And the thing is, for Nick, it was for him to pass the baton, you know, unintended,
right,
to over to us.
Yeah.
To push it into a new generation, you know, not to give him another shot to be on Drumline 2. That wasn't his angle. I mean, he doesn't need that. I mean, he's all over the place. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah, he balling.
Yeah, yeah, he's working. He's a hard working man.
Oh, I bet. What was it like being around him and working with him and LaToya Luckett?
LaToya Luckett, you know, I'm sure everybody has had a crush on her at some point in their life. She was amazing. You know, she's definitely a pro. She's such a sweetheart, and she works hard. She really does. She has her hands in so many things. And as far as Nick Cannon, man, like that guy's aura is just wow. You know, when he walks in the room, you can just feel it. You know, and he has a lot of wisdom. He's been in this industry for a very long time. And you know, when I got to speak with him, you know, he gave me some advice, you know, about having longevity in this business, which is really good as far as, you know, being African American at that too. You know, excuse me, but you know, the thing is, working with both of them was a very good situation for me, coming as a newcomer and not, you know, not really knowing that much. And to work with them, it really helped me a lot to my further endeavors, you know, stuff like that.
I'm glad to see that Nick is sharing the wisdom. What inspires you, Rome, to do what you do?
Well, I think really I was born to do this in one way or another. You know, when I was younger, I used to, you know, my favorite movie growing up was Mo' Money. I don't know if you saw it, but
I did.
I love Mo' Money. You know, I used to know every
Mo' Money.
Yeah, I used to know every, you know, scene and everybody's parts, you know, and you know, I would do that with a lot of movies. And to me, it was hard for me to step out into the light, you know, and to show people, you know, this is what I want to do, especially coming from where I come from. But I've always had that passion. I've always had that passion to, you know, act and do the arts. But, you know, when I go to school, when I was in school, I was, you know, I played basketball, I played football, you know. That was my main focus until I really let myself be creative, you know, free, creatively. And I got into the situation I am now to be able to, you know, go out for these roles and, you know, having these type of meetings with networks and stuff like that to really, really solidify myself.
Yes, networking is very, very important, especially in the entertainment business. Keep those connections. And, you know, one of the things that I heard about you is that you actually moved from your hometown to follow your dreams to go stay in California. That's big. You just basically moved to go chase a dream.
Yes, and all it takes is a dream and a will and God, you know, God's grace. If that's what you're meant to do, it will happen. And I'm a firm believer of that. I'm a firm believer that whatever you put into the universe, it gives it back to you, you know. So, you know, I always, you know, promote positive vibes and, you know, people chasing their dreams and ambitions because we only live once, you know. And I'm the type of guy that I will never say what if. You know, if there's something I really want to do, I'm going to do it. And if I fail, you know, I'm going to get up and try again. You know, if it's not for me, then I'll figure that out. But that's the only way, really. You know, yeah, and I do have a sort of different story, and it's still in development, you know, in my mind. I feel like I'm writing a book, and that will publish maybe 10 years down the line.
Right. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Was The New Beat actually your first acting role?
I had done smaller parts back in Chicago, but this is definitely the biggest project that I had worked on as far as with the network. And, you know, going through that itself, it's, you know, very difficult. The whole process took a couple of months. And it was within a couple of months that I went out to L.A. And, you know, Billy Woodruff and Nick Cannon and the other producers on Drumline, they really saw something in me to, you know, give me this sort of power and, you know, responsibility to portray such an important character in the film. My character, they tried, you know, casting him for months. So when they gave me the opportunity, you know, I jumped at it to sort of, you know, show my, so that I wasn't just limited to doing, you know, something that was just within the realm of who I am.
I think a lot of actors, that's how they really are able to set themselves aside from others, because they're doing something more different. I think your role was really different. It was out your comfort zone, and that's our first time getting to know you. So now when you do something different, we're going to be like, oh, okay, look at, you know what I'm saying, something more like more money or something more like that you really like versus, you know, you having to step out your comfort zone.
Yeah, you know, I had to find, you know, small things that, you know, about the character that really, you know, helped me connect with it, you know. And like I said, Billy Woodruff really gave me creative brain to really, you know, decide to do the little accents and things that I made Leon do as far as what he wore, as far as the way that, you know, carried himself. He let me really create that. And, you know, I really appreciate that because it gave me a chance to really let myself be free on camera, you know.
Yeah, it's truly a blessing. They say to get something you never had, you got to do something that you've never done. And
yeah,
you certainly did that. What would you say the best part about the entertainment business that you've learned so far?
Well, the best thing I would say about the entertainment industry that I work in is it really gives you creative, you know, reign to really pursue anything that you want to do. You just have to be put in the right positions. As far as acting, you know, for me, I get a chance to really portray so many different characters, either auditioning or, you know, even just reading a script. It really helps you connect in a different way, you know what I mean? Just to put yourself in another position other than yourself, you know, other than your own characteristic abilities.
Yeah, it gives you creative freedom. Now, what would you say is the worst thing about the business?
The worst thing? There's just a lot of hidden agendas. There's a lot of people who want
wants you for other reasons than your talent, maybe I would say. Otherwise than that, I would say as far as being even an African American, it's kind of difficult because there are limited roles that are there for, you know, my color or, you know, things in that manner that you really have to, like, break through. You really have to just put your foot down and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. If you don't do that, then I'll just kind of walk all over you. But, you know, I come from Chicago, so my mentality is, you know, go and get it. You know, so it's always been that way since I've, you know, first arrived in L.A. I kind of just broke down the door instead of just putting my foot in.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to give you anything. You're going to have to take it.
Yeah, yeah.
In this business, most definitely. Now, how do you maintain that body? Can I just ask you that on a personal tip, though?
I really wasn't very that conscious of my body until I needed to be, I guess. I have a friend of mine. His name's Mike Chambers. He's actually an actor, and he's a fitness guy, too. He's in super good shape. He's been helping me out and getting me, you know, in the good condition that I am now. Not the best. You know, I want to be better, and I will be in the next few weeks. But, you know, it's just about eating right and dieting. You know, I play basketball religiously. That's what I used to do back home. It was my life for a very long time. So that actually keeps me very, you know, my cardio and my stamina up. But I have a routine that I do every day, usually. You know, I eat chicken in the morning. You know, chicken, I salad all day. You know, I have a workout resume, workout routine that I do 4 times a week. That's pretty much it. It's just discipline. You want something, you just got to be disciplined to do it.
Wow, you eat chicken for breakfast?
Yeah, you know what I do. I wake up in the morning and I grill it. And I just figure out new ways to eat it because, you know, it's good protein, it's good stuff for you, and you know, you can get bored with eating the same thing every day.
Yeah, you definitely right about that.
Planning your diet the right way. It's all diet, really.
Now, do you think that your body has an influence on your career at all?
As far as body types or specifically?
Yeah, body type.
Okay, well, I would say this. I think the great thing about this business is, you know, acting. It's all shapes and sizes. And there's no person that's unattractive. There are people that are attractive and people that are unattractive, which is all subjective, but there are roles for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, not everybody on screen is, you know, super attractive and super lean and super cut. You know, they do have those people, one or two out of, you know, each show or whatever, but mostly, you know, people are just, it's just about their abilities and their way to, you know, connect with people through their television. It doesn't really have to do a lot with your body type. It also has to do with what kind of a career you want, you know. A lot of comedians, they're not in the best shape, you know, but they're hilarious and they work. But it just depends what type of career, what angle you're trying to come at the business, you know.
I follow your point. I think that makes sense because you're right. There are different kind of people. So I guess it just depends on what role they're looking for.
What do you want to do? Yeah, you want to be a heartthrob? Okay, well, you're going to have to get in the gym. And you gotta be cut. You wanna be a funny guy. You gotta be good with your comedic timing. You know, it just depends on what exactly you want to do.
Right. Now, are you dating right now? Is a woman enjoying that body? What's the 411? How's the relationship status?
Right now, you know, I'm not. I kind of am just focusing on, in my work studies and, you know, my appointments and meetings and stuff like that. So I'm not really dating anybody at this point. Nor am I really trying to, you know, if I meet someone who's as ambitious and, you know, dreams as big as I do, you know, I'll be lucky to find that. But as of right now, no, I'm not really dating anybody.
Do you find it hard to balance a relationship?
You know, it is. It's kind of difficult. I was dating someone that's not in the industry, and it's kind of hard. It's a strain on the relationship if they don't really understand or comprehend the things that you have to do on a daily basis and the time that you're away and how much you travel and how absent you are, maybe mentally sometimes, because I retreat to my quarters in my room and, you know, I'll stay in there for a day, you know, just to prepare myself for whatever I'm doing, whatever role. And that could take a toll on a relationship if the person isn't used to that. You know, that's why you find a lot of actors or even like you see a lot of musicians, they date actors if they're musicians because of that reason.
So what do you actually seek in a woman when it comes to her mentality, you know, her physical and spiritual?
To me, I'm not very superficial. It depends. You know, it's all about the energy that I feel when I meet a woman.
you know. You know, I like women. I love women, you know. you know, it's just, that's the thing. I love women, and I can find something great about any woman. You know what I mean? That's the thing. And a lot of guys don't really do that. They try to find, you know, they try to go for the women that are most beautiful and, you know, who have the most to show. And I feel like a lot of women, they have a lot of potential, but they just don't know how to hone in on it. You know, they don't have to grab a hold of it and you know, really, really take, you know, be confident about it, whatever that may be. But as far as me, like, pursuing a woman, it's hard to say because it doesn't matter about shapes and sizes to me, per se. But I do like a woman who's determined and a woman who likes to take care of herself and can hold a conversation with me. You know, intellect, there's a lot to do with it. Because, I mean, I've seen women, I've talked to women who are very attractive, and they just don't have anything up there, and I just can't sustain myself through a conversation with them longer than a period of 30 minutes. I can't deal with it. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
So right now it's just all about, you know, discovering wrong, what wrong won't, and really focusing on your career.
Yeah, you know, in my family, you know, I have a little girl, and you know, I also have a big family back in Chicago, and that's really what's most important to me right now. You know, if a young lady does come around and it catches my eye, you know, and it develops more than something short, then that would be amazing. You know, that'd be great. Someone I can just share the success with, or even the hard times or whatever, you know, someone that's going to stick through that type of stuff.
Right.
But it's not my main priority, to say the least. You know, it's pilot season coming up. This is a really busy time for me. Coming in the next week, you know, I'm actually out of town right now. I'm in Michigan hanging with my daughter. But then, you know, next week I'll be back in Los Angeles having meetings and, you know, reading scripts and trying to, you know, get my feet settled for the new year.
So do you have any new projects that you're working on right now?
Right now, you know, it's just kind of difficult because you can't really say. But I'm having meetings and with networks and, you know, I'm making the right steps, and I'm creating relationships with, you know, the people that I need to create relationships with.
Okay.
And, you know, it's all starting when I get back home, pretty much, because, you know, the industry kind of dies around the holidays.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm actually gone at a point right now where it's kind of back up, but, you know, that doesn't matter to me. It's not going anywhere. I had to make sure I spent time with my daughter before I got really busy.
And that makes sense. Look at you being a dad. Aw, wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So before we wrap things up, can you tell me what your favorite quote is, or a philosophy that you live by in life?
My favorite quote is, you know, it kind of sounds cliche, but anyway, the quote is, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And I'm a firm believer in that, like, as far as inspiring people and letting them, you know, you see their potential. And that really says a lot in one statement, like, it's true, you miss 100 shots that you don't take. And, you know, me taking a shot to come out to L.A., I wouldn't be in the position that I am right now, or, you know, making the decision to focus on, you know, acting, or, you know, just stepping out of your comfort zone is, you know, kind of difficult for a lot of people. But us as, you know, I mean, human beings, you know, we kind of counsel ourselves out because of the media. They tell us we should look a certain way or that we should be a certain way, when the people who are in the situations that to be, you know, looked up or looked up to are the people who are original.
Right.
You know, each one of us can be that. We just have to find that. We have to find our purpose. We have to find why we're here. And once we do that, once you do that, it'll become so much easier, you know.
I definitely agree. Well, thank you so much, Ron, for coming to sit down and talking with me. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Especially through the circumstances. But if you have any new projects or anything like that, definitely hit me up. I would love to definitely make sure we get the word out there about what you got going on.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is, first and foremost, for people that are listening, to, you know, just remember to follow your passion. You know, that's all I want to say, pretty much.
I know we got to follow our passion, but I mean, tell the people where they got to go to follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Rome Flynn, my first and last name, R-O-M-E-F-L-Y-N-N. Follow me on Twitter at Rome Tremaine, which is my middle name, R-O-M-E-T-R-U-M-A-I-N. And I also do a lot of stuff with social media. You know, I also have a Vine, which is my name, Rome Flynn. So if you ever get bored and just want to see me more, you can just check those things out.
Okay, then I'm going to have to go follow you then. Follow back.
Yeah, I got you.
Y'all follow Rome too now. Ron Flynn, one of the characters in a new beat. I'm so glad he came and stopped by to talk to us. Real Talk meets real people on the Ebony J Show right here on WizNation.com. It's 101.1 The Wiz.